The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm delighted to be joined in the studio now by Liz Pichon, the author and creator of the Tom Gates series of children's books, and it's celebrating 15 years.
It is. I can hardly believe it. It makes me feel very old.
You're so welcome. The book is called The Brilliant World of Tom Gates, and really it's revisiting the start of the story with extra bits added in to mark the 15 years.
Got a new cover, brand new cover, and an extra story at the end about Delia. So it's just a little special anniversary treat for the readers.
Well, when you walked in here, I said you're a very special person in my house.
Because that was so nice.
Two of them have gone through the entire series. We have every single book.
Oh my goodness.
And my youngest is just about to start her Tom Gates adventure, which she's very excited about.
Excellent.
What is the secret sauce?
When I first started writing, I mean, actually, Tom Gates started off as a picture book idea, and I'd never written anything for older children before. And it took me probably about a couple of years just to work out the format. And I really, really decided when I first started writing books, you know, books take a really long time to do. And when you finish them and you have to go and talk about them, you want that book to be something that you're genuinely thrilled and proud about and excited to share with people. So I really wanted to make a book that I thought I would have loved at that age.
Yes.
And I wanted to put it in the book, all the things that I loved, which was I wanted it to be funny. I wanted to put drawings and doodles and have things that children could read and then go back and read again. And I wanted, and that's hopefully what I've done with the Tom Gates books. And none of the stories are very big adventures or plot lines. They're about mostly the, you know, the small details of family life, about siblings, about the things that children, you know, talk about at school, their teachers, pets.
Granny putting banana on pizza.
Exactly. Although, I mean, there is a bit of silliness in there as well. So I really wanted to put all of those things in. And I've been amazed that, you know, not only have they, you know, I've sold about 16.5 million copies over worldwide, but also children all over the world are enjoying the books. And I think, I hope that's because I'm writing about things that children and parents can really identify with and see themselves in there. And, you know, it's been absolutely amazing. I've got children now that weren't even born, you know, that from when I first started. So the nice thing about the books now is because I've got 25 books in the series, that if they start reading them, they don't have to wait for the next one to come out.
Well, this is the great thing I feel about a series as well, because children love to reread books.
Yes.
Or they get very familiar with a character, very comfortable. And as a parent, you're going, oh, come on, can we move on to the next thing?
Don't.
Really, you think it's okay to have
Absolutely.
Them reread?
Absolutely. Like nothing, especially at the moment, like in the UK, like it's the National Year of Reading for 2026. And they've got a big campaign, you know, Go All In, where we're trying to encourage children to pick up books, because it's never been more important for children to read. That really has dipped a lot. So it's so important that children get to read the books that they enjoy. And nothing puts people, you know, nothing puts kids off reading more than reading things that they don't enjoy.
So if they like something and if they're happy to go back and read it again and again and again, you think that's fine?
I think it's great, because it's about the process of picking up a book and loving it, about turning the pages. There will come a point at some point where they'll move on. But actually, if parents can resist the urge to try and put what they think is a good book, you know, if their kids are enjoying it and loving it, that is so important. And you don't want to make children feel like their choice of book is not good enough. Because, you know, like graphic novels or comics, or if they've got a hobby of some kind and they want to read about that, it's so important. And I hopefully, and I'm told, and I get letters from children all the time, and also when I do events and, you know, speak to kids, parents will say, it's the only book my kids read, you know, don't worry about it. I mean, obviously, I'm thrilled, you know, read all my books. Yeah, we've got, you know, like I said, 25 in the series and another one coming out in October. Another Tom Gates coming out in October, and I'm about to do the cover reveal tomorrow.
Oh, exciting.
And the title of reveal, so look out for that.
But the challenge now for books, and this is right across from adult books, screens. It's the distraction of screens. And I know now that publishing is a really tough business because of that, isn't it?
It is, but I think, you know, it's not going to go away. And one of the things that I think that I try and do in my books is, you know, get kids using their imaginations. So actually a big part of the Tom Gates world is creativity and getting kids to draw the characters. You know, you can't see them here, but I've drawn on my shoes, I draw on my nails. And I love doing that. And I love sharing with children how they can think of a story with their own lives. They might draw a character and then using that character to draw on something like a T-shirt. You know, yes. We just had World Book Day where lots of children get very creative. And for me, that's part of books and the magic of books is actually it makes children think about all sorts of different things as well.
Mm-hmm. So for you, did the drawing come before the storytelling?
It was both. I mean, I'm dyslexic. I think very visually. And I think that's another reason why children really love reading the books that have got pictures and drawings and things in, because it really gets them into the story very quickly. And again, parents, don't be fooled. Just because books have got pictures in, it's really making you think about the story. And it shows a different level of storytelling as well. It's mm-hmm. really important. So don't just because there aren't lots and lots of words, there's usually about 19,000 words in my books. But it's part of being creative. And if children are going on screen and they're using that screen time to do things like drawing or, you know, storytelling or, you know, looking at something or finding out something else, you know, that's good. That's good time.
Yeah, we should relax about that to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's about, you know, what are they doing with it? Are they just on their own? If there's something that can be creative and you can do together. Audiobooks are another absolute, really, you know, great thing to do as well.
I'm a big fan of audiobooks because I can
brilliant.
Do other things while I'm, you know, sneakily listening to a book.
And also children enjoy, you know, at night time, if you haven't got time to read with them, you know, you can put the audio book on and they look at the book at the same time as hearing somebody who's brilliant at storytelling telling it. And that brings the books to life as well. I know lots of authors and illustrators and we all grew up absolutely loving comics. Lots of people in creative industries have that love of comics because it really helps your imagination. And I think that that's one of the things that the Tom Gates books do is really help those readers that maybe are unconfident rather than reluctant. You know, it gets them reading, gets them into that habit.
Yeah.
And nothing beats a nice book collection, having your own shelves and going to the library and, you know, getting that love of stories.
A page of text, if you find reading challenging, is quite daunting, isn't it?
It can
Whereas
be,
a page
yeah.
with pictures and text, I can get through this because I can jump from the word that I can't read to the picture that I can see.
It's a really good way of helping to tell a story. And sometimes, like I said, you know, you look at the picture and you see something else that tells you more about the story. I you know, that's something that I really hope that I've done mm-hmm. over the years and continues to get to thrill me. And I get really excited about if I get a story or get an idea. And, you know, I can't wait to get it out of my head and onto a piece of paper.
So given that you've said there's another book coming, Tom Gates is still your friend and you're still happy with Tom, because 15 years is a long time to spend with somebody, although he has managed to sell 16 odd million copies for you. So he, of course, he's your friend. But do you ever feel like, you know, now it's time to leave Tom behind?
Anytime I feel like that, or anytime I think, oh no, what am I going to write about now? I always tell children when they ask me, where do you get your ideas from? I'm a real sort of magpie. I collect ideas. I've always got my ears and eyes open, so I don't have headphones on a lot. That's a good tip, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't wear headphones. Listen to people's conversations and write things down.
Well, the Irish author Maeve Binchy was a great believer in that.
Yes.
She would steal stories that she heard on the bus and different places and use them for plot lines.
I'm about to go into a school event tomorrow and it reminds me of how enthusiastic children are and the kind of conversations. And I've just finished replying to a huge pile of letters, which has taken me a long time. But I love reading children's letters because they say really funny things in them and they jump from subject to subject. And it just reminds you of what it was like, you know, the way kids think and how they just love, they get so passionate about
things
as well.
Do they write to Liz or do they write to Tom?
They write to me.
Okay.
A lot of people, especially in the early days, didn't realise that it was me who wrote the books. And they were quite surprised to see, you know, like, oh, it's you. I still get a little bit of that.
What did they expect?
I think they thought Tom was going to be walking in. But no, I you know, it's one of the things that I'm really passionate about, that when I go and do school events and when I go and talk to children, is showing them how they can use their own ideas and things from their own lives. That things, you know, I tell them to keep a diary and a notebook and to write things down because you forget. Mm-hmm. And lots of the things I put in the Tom Gates books have quite often come from things that, you know, from my own childhood, my kids who are all grown up now, their childhood, and you know, it's something that's really, we need the next generation of writers and to write funny books as well.
I was fascinated to see that you have a mild panic before you start to write. Is that still yes. there, or was that in the early days?
No, honestly, I had never written anything more than a picture book before, which is tricky. You know, writing less is actually harder. But I had to work out a way of doing it. And I think every time it can start with a title. So I'll think about the title first. And then I write down random things that could happen. And then every time you do that, you think, well, OK, if this is happening, what happens if that happens? You know, it's like a series of events. And they're usually, like I said, small details of.
And how do you do it? Are you doing it in longhand, or are you typing the story and adding the pictures afterwards?
Normally I'd keep my little sketchbook and I'd be able to whip it out and show you. I was doing stuff on the plane, you know, flying over here. I just do little drawings and doodles, and then I write almost in a comic book fashion. So I just get things, ideas in a random way out of my head onto a piece of paper. And it could be really tiny details. Like we had to write the blurb for the next book coming up. And I suddenly thought, it's all about fame and being famous and that kind of thing, and plays as well, like the school play, who's going to be in it? And then I suddenly
thought,
very important questions. And they don't date either. Mm-hmm. Those kind of subjects always come out. Everybody can remember that and relate to it.
So when you're handing over a manuscript to the publisher, what does it look like? Is it just the doodles and the words?
No, I mean, I'm holding up my book there. Look, okay. I literally do the design for the cover. So I start off by, I will write out a rough précis about what the book's going to be about. And I might do that in a comic book fashion with little pictures and just plot lines of where the book's going to end up. And then I will start doing a Word document. So I will do the typing, which is normally double the size that it needs to be. That gets checked by my editor, and then it comes back to me. And then I start literally I write by hand on an A4 piece of paper, folded in half, really simple. And I do all the drawings and all the text and everything by hand. And then each page will get scanned that I will do myself.
And hugely time consuming.
Hugely time consuming.
The drawing.
And then the kids read the books in about a day.
I know. When's the next one?
Yes. Sometimes in the queue, when I'm kind of waiting to sign a book, the parents will say to me, they've read half the book in the queue. So it's a delight.
This is out now, isn't it?
It is.
Celebratory book, The Brilliant World of Tom Gates, which takes you right back to the beginning, but it has an extra special bit And then we have the new Tom Gates book coming out in?
In October.
October.
So, yes. You've had a little tiny snippet of what the title is going to be, but look out for that tomorrow.
Liz, it's been lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Continued success to you. And as I say, I have number 3 starting the Tom Gates series this week. So it's lovely to meet you and have you with us.
Well, I'll be doing a sort of a quick stop book signing tour just around Dublin and around. We'll sign as many books as possible. So I'll be posting about that. So you might be able to pick up a signed copy.
Great. Well, we'll look out for you, and you'll be posting about that on your own social media. Liz, thank you so much for being with
us. Pleasure.
Liz Pichon.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.